Hello and welcome back to the Diesel is Eating Meat podcast. I'm your host, Quaid, and as always, joined by Diesel Eating Meat.
I'm eating steak.
Meat. Meat, no.
And also
meat.
Wild
Say
Spartans,
meat.
Brandon.
No. Hi, Diesel's eating meat. Welcome back to the podcast. Diesel likes stuffing his mouth with meat.
Meat.
I mean, I take big bites.
Meat.
Yeah, he takes a lot of the time.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like sucking at the juices and shit. He's like sucking at the juices, just really savoring the flavor of that meat. That meat!
You know what? I was gonna not finish my dinner, but now I'm just gonna finish it because you guys are fucking assholes.
Are you enjoying
yeah,
your meat?
Finish that meat, Diesel.
Finish that meat!
Suck my dick.
Eat that juicy meat,
Diesel.
To be honest, it's pretty cold and dry. It's not really that great.
Damn, you need to choose some better meat to, you know, eat.
You need some moisturized meat.
Yeah,
people who don't, people who don't
that
like
that
meat
doesn't work,
in my
that
mouth
doesn't work.
Are going to be pissed.
Add some sauce on your meat.
Okay, we get it. It's funny. It's a penis joke. The penis joke has ran out.
It lasted like a minute and 30 seconds. Pretty decent.
I'd say that's
a
quality, amount
a big
of time.
Dick joke.
It's a big dick joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got it.
I'm so sorry. I keep eating with my mouth full. I feel like I'm being rude, but on the other hand, I'm really hungry.
Who cares?
You sound the same.
Yeah. I mean, you just sound like something's in your throat, but that's it.
Not even.
I mean,
like,
I'm
you
almost
sound the
done.
Same to me.
I'm almost done eating. Okay, quiet. First topic. Let's go. Come on.
The first topic is Henry Cavill is no longer Superman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I wonder why. It's not like the role's been fucking obliterated.
I heard
who
like
wants
I,
to be Superman?
I heard that it sounds like he got fucking booted from the role because like they could
really
like shit got like shit fell through and they were like trying to negotiate a cameo for him in Shazam, which I think would have been cool to see, but doesn't not happen. Doesn't look like.
So he got booted.
It's that it's not been like officially confirmed, but it's coming from the Hollywood Reporter, so it's like pretty. It's pretty much happened, and their responses have been super fucking vague.
Maybe he's like, I want this amount of money. And they're like, no, you're not getting that amount of money.
Maybe that's what happened. I think that was part of what they said. But it's like, it feels like the fucking DC universe is falling apart even more than it was. Because like, they lost Ben Affleck. They've lost Henry Cavill. Like, they've lost the actors for their two title characters. Like, well, two of their three title characters.
I think it's because like the movies just haven't been that good.
They like,
it's, like
they've
them
all, yeah, they've been critical and or commercial failures.
Yeah, and them attaching their name to that is like just bad for their career because like it is, you know, if it's like I was Superman, oh yeah, in that movie that failed, like you know,
yeah,
so I can see the perspective.
Yeah, Henry, some of it seems like it could like be coming from scheduling issues, like, and apparently that was only like exacerbated by the fact that Henry Cavill is playing Geralt in the Witcher Netflix series now.
That
is,
I can't believe we didn't put that down actually on the topics list because the casting for that's real strange.
We can talk about it right now if you want, because I've heard there was like a controversy around it, but I really didn't know what it was.
Educate me, because I know nothing about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't either. I just knew that he got cast.
I didn't even know there was a Witcher series on Netflix.
Like, it doesn't exist yet, but it's like I haven't even played the Witcher game so
right now. They're casting for it. So first of all, the guy who wrote the Witcher books is already not approving of this. He's like, I think the video games are bad and they ruined my book series. And
I think the same thing. If he thinks the games are bad, like I don't really care what he thinks about other media.
He's not a gamer.
Like, I haven't played the games, but I've heard only positive things, and I'm more inclined to trust people who play video games than
the. I've read two of his novels, the ones that are filled with like short stories from the Witcher universe of the books, and I mean like the book universe is way different from the. Game universe. They basically pulled an entirely new continuity out of their ass. Like, okay, spoilers, but this is an old game, so if you didn't play the first Witcher, you're like, I don't know, you're like 20 years too late or something.
I thought you were gonna say Witcher 3 and I was like,
no, but like I think it's the last book in his series. Geralt dies, right? But in the first Witcher game, Geralt's brought back to life after dying. So,
is it,
like, they just pulled a new continuity, just, like,
out of thin air. So, is the Netflix series supposed to be, like, based off the books or more the video game?
It's looking like it's going to be based more off the video game from what it's looking like.
Yeah,
just
I would imagine
the video game and readapting it.
Yeah, like, I'd imagine the video game is the more popular of the two, like, versions of the material, so, like, I guess they'd
yeah,
draw
I
from
mean,
that more.
I don't even know there was a book.
Yeah, I didn't either until Henry Cavill got cast and they were talking about it on a podcast.
If you're Polish, the Witcher books are like your national treasure, like their national heritage, because they cover a lot of like that Eastern Europe mythology that kind of got lost in, I want to say, the Bronze Age.
I guess that makes
sense. Don't quote me on that, but
isn't like the Witcher video game like national treasure in like some European country?
Yeah, it's like a huge thing over there. Yeah,
which country was it? I don't remember. Like which?
I want to say Poland.
Which country is CD Projekt Red based in?
God, I can't remember.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but what you said, like national treasure, I just imagine like this big fucking Nicolas picture
Cage.
Of like. The Xbox game cover,
like Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage hunting for a city made entirely out of Witcher game cases.
Yeah, basically, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
like Golden City, TBH.
They are Polish.
Okay,
they are okay. So it's like the Witcher thing. It's the Witcher medium as a whole, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean Henry Cavill is like fucking Geralt. I mean that makes sense. I could totally see him doing that. Just have him not talk a lot, like Geralt. And you're fine, because he's hot, and, you know, you put a white wig on him, and you're good to go. But they casted Dandelion, who was a bard, and he's like a player. He gets with the ladies. They casted Snoop Dogg as Dandelion, because he'll, like, make... Oh, that's not bad.
Is that...
I don't know if that's actually...
That's not actually from The Witcher, but it's Henry Cavill in a suit of armor.
Oh, yeah, no, he could totally pull it off.
Yeah.
Totally pulled off.
Wait,
yeah, actually, like, casted him.
They cast Snoop Dogg as this guy who looks like he's from the Assassin's Creed 2 trailer.
Yes, yes.
Wait, can you send a picture of that, too?
So that's Dandelion. Yeah, but they casted Snoop Dogg as Dandelion, I guess because they both make rhymes.
Was,
Really?
Was that what the controversy was about?
No. So people were pretty okay with that casting. I think it's a little strange, but
it seems like strange, but I don't know how
Johnny Depp would have made a better Dandelion.
I don't think Johnny Depp is a smart choice on at least from a producer standpoint.
I think he would be like a good choice for Dandelion. I could see him
actor, but I don't think any studio like or any project wants anything to do with Johnny Depp anymore.
Why?
Is he that bad?
Did he like touch somebody else or like
No, he likes coke or something.
I think he might have beaten someone. I don't know. I really don't know, but I just remember there was like a fucking major uproar about him still being in Fantastic Beasts.
Mm-hmm. Johnny,
let me see if I can.
I'm not entirely sure.
I'm not into it either. Like fucking. Let's just look for controversies on his fucking.
But
yeah, Wikipedia just page. Look up news.
Johnny Depp would have been a good choice because I'm thinking back to like his previous roles as like Jack Sparrow. I could see him playing like a Dandelion character, like. That's basically him being Johnny Depp.
Yep.
But Snoop Dogg, like, okay, it's a little strange, right? But one of the pivotal characters in the Witcher series is Ciri. She's a very important character if you play Witcher 3. And in the novels, she's basically the protagonist. But they specifically want a black or, like, minority person to play Ciri, which, I mean, okay, fine, but, like, Ciri is described in, like, the books and everything as being, like, having, you know, the white witcher hair, like, you know, freckles, like, people are like,
yeah,
Ciri's not supposed to be a brown person.
What is she like in the video games? Is she white as well?
I'm pretty sure she's white with white hair.
She's very white. All witchers have white hair. But,
okay, I mean,
yeah. So, is the witch... Is Ciri in the Netflix gonna have white hair?
I think all of them would
be a black
have...
lady with white hair. You can't be a Witcher and not have white hair.
Like I can, like I guess I can see like a black person with white hair. I don't think that really knocks it out, but like I don't think it's an necessity. Not like white hair thing, but like the fucking race cast thing. Like if they're a good actress, whatever.
You shouldn't be casting based on race anyway, unless it's important to the character.
Yeah, like, I mean, if it draws from source material that's already characterized them one way, and I mean, maybe if the video game already took liberties with it, they can take their own liberties in the Netflix series.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
I
haven't read the books or played the game, so I'm not really the best to commentate on any of this.
Yeah, if people are salty because it's like a conflict with lore, I could see that. But other than that, like, I don't
It's like, it doesn't really play into her character that much. It's not like...
No, I mean, like, if it's, like, tradition where all witchers are, like, white and then white hair and, like, weird color eyes, I could see why people would be like, wow, yeah, that's a weird casting choice.
If it's just the white hair, like, you can do that with anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any specific rules for the skin color.
I mean, like, the issue with casting people like Snoop Dogg in the role of Dandelion is, like, people that are, you know, black wouldn't be really common in the land that The Witcher takes place in. It's not to say that they wouldn't exist. It's just, like, you know, for, like, pivotal characters surrounded by Geralt, because they're obviously going to focus this on Geralt. They're not going to focus this on Ciri, you know, but, like, to have all these supporting characters be, like, deliberately not white and be the only colored people in the entire, like, land is a bit strange, you know? I mean, and it's like,
you could say the same thing that, like, it's a fucking fantasy world that doesn't have to apply to the same rules as, like, us, and that, like, maybe it is just a more mixed society, but who, like,
yeah, but what
know.
Diesel's leaning to is they're pandering.
I mean, maybe, but it's
they,
like,
they
if
totally
it doesn't really
are
affect
pandering,
the storytelling,
but, like,
know.
If you truly respect the source material and source, like the world of The Witcher and the way the government's set up, you know, because the way the world's set up is about as well as the way that the Game of Thrones universe is set up in the books. Like, you could put it on a map and determine, like, oh, this is this government and they work this way and their type of people live like this, and you don't go to this area because it's filled with these things and it's like this and blah blah blah. So, like, there are certain ways for that to be, and it's like, okay, you can make those changes in the lore, but it's like, the people surrounding Geralt, like, if they're all deliberately colored, then that might be pandering.
I mean, yeah, but if it's like they're the only colored people that exist and they just all happen to be kind of like essential supporting characters, that's one thing. But if it's like they just decide to take liberties with the world as a whole, where it's like they just make it a mixed society and these supporting characters happen to be those like more like diverse races, whatever, for me. Because again, I don't know how much it factors into the actual thing. Like, I'm not the consumer of this kind of thing, so I don't really know if I should be speaking on it, period.
I mean, I can get the perspective of people being upset with them if they think they're pandering, because at this point you can't even tell when people are pandering anymore.
I don't really care.
That's kind
people,
of annoying.
I can't
I'll be
tell
honest,
the difference
really
between parody and, like, actual pandering.
I can't even lie. I don't really care if people pandered for diversity nowadays. Like, it doesn't bother me.
See, I don't like the pandering because it's like, if the people who are making it want a different vision, but that's like, oh, we need to have diverse casts so people don't get upset. I don't
yeah,
like
I mean,
that. It's like people should really do what they want with their work.
I mean, yeah, executives want to pander, but usually when they pander, they give it to, like, they tell what these people who actually care about the project that they're working on, they, like, the people who actually have to execute the project, they give it to them, and they care about making something good with these guidelines that they're given. So it's
yeah,
like,
but, like, I don't like
just
that
because
that's
produced,
like, there.
I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't like that it's there.
Yeah,
I don't
fair
like
enough.
The diversity,
like, I
quotas. I never like diversity quotas.
I don't really see what it changes that much, other than there's just, hey, look, it's black people are extras as well.
I think, like, if all the people surrounding Geralt, like, are just deliberately, like, oh, here's the black one, here's the Hispanic one, here's the Asian friend, you know, like, okay. Like,
yeah, and then
maybe,
like, you don't see anybody of those races.
It's literally just every single
it's like,
race.
Instead of having a regular dwarf, it's like a dwarf in a wheelchair just because he has someone in a wheelchair.
Like, I think it would be weird, like, if, like, everybody around him was, like, very multicultural and the rest of the world is just white. Like, I think that would be super fucking awkward, and, like, this just like, it's fucking a prick in my side. Like, why is it just these specific three people are, like, these minority races, but no one else?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it has to be from, like, as long as it's consistent with the world that they're building, like, I don't think it really bothers me. Because it doesn't really get in the way of the storytelling, because it doesn't break world immersion. It's just
I've pretty much already set up in my head that this is going to be really bad, because I don't think Henry Cavill's a good, like, actor at all. But,
really?
Like,
really?
I think he's awful. Have you seen him in 50 Shades of Grey?
I haven't watched Fifty Shades of Grey.
Better question. Why'd you watch 50 Shades of Grey?
I was curious. It's really an awful
I mean,
movie.
I feel like watching 50 Shades of Grey.
I
haven't seen the movie, so I can't judge it too harshly, but I imagine that's not the greatest benchmark for someone's acting ability.
No, it's not the. It's definitely the bottom of the barrel as far as cinema's concerned.
But why, like, would you be like, he had an awful performance in 50 Shades of Grey?
I mean, like, you have to work with what you get. forget, but like he is probably one of the worst Supermen to ever don
what
a
an
cape.
Awful performance in 50 Shades
no,
of Grey.
I think he did like a decent job as Superman, but there wasn't you have to
awful.
Work with what you get, and he barely got anything.
Act stoic and sad, and make sure
yeah,
to cry
that's
when
what,
you
that's
save
what he
these
was
to- children.
He did that really well, because that's what he was told they what they wanted.
I didn't watch any
of the Supermans. I cannot judge. I have not watched Superman or 50 Shades of Grey, so I have no opinion.
I think he had some pretty great moments in Man of Steel.
That's great. That movie's bad, though.
I mean, the movie's bad, but Henry Cavill wasn't, I don't think.
Batman versus Superman trash?
Which one?
Batman versus Superman.
That was also trash. That was bad, yes.
I remember that being really hyped up when I was in school, and everyone was like, Batman versus Superman. I'm like, okay.
And then when it sucked, I think we kind of realized, oh, DC's not doing so hot.
DC's not that good anyway.
They blew their load too early with the death of Superman, because that's one of the most famous comics
They shouldn't have fucking touched that storyline until, like, the final movie in, like, the Cavill trilogy.
They should have hyped it up like Infinity War and then just revived them all in the next movie anyways.
Death of Superman is, like, one of the most iconic stories, and they wasted it on, like, trying to shove Doomsday in with fucking, like, Return of the Dark Knight shit. It was, God.
Return of the Jedi.
And setting up the fucking Justice League at the same time.
So bad. It was... God.
My favorite part was when Batman pulled out the gun and just started mowing people down.
I remember...
That happened?
Yes, multiple times, I'm pretty sure.
Batman shot people multiple times with fully automatic rifles.
With his car,
and
with their fucking gun.
And I thought I was evil for kicking people off buildings in Spider-Man. Jesus Christ.
I thought I was bad for muting people on Discord servers. But it's like, what was I saying? I completely blanked.
I don't know.
You were too busy making a Discord joke.
It was a good one, okay? I don't regret it. There was like this one video essay I watched about why fucking part of why like one of the problems with DC action scenes, and like the when he was like doing the credit scroll, he just had like the clip of like Batman punching Superman up against the wall just on loop for like a minute straight.
Oh, yeah.
And it flowed perfectly.
I saw that video.
yeah, you know the one I'm talking about by NerdReader.
Yeah. But God, yeah, no, that movie was like
no good.
My favorite part was when they like, who was yelling Martha?
I think it was Superman, right? No, it was Batman. Like fucking Superman's like, I have to save Martha. But like, if Batman didn't know, like, if Batman's mom's name wasn't Martha, how was he supposed to correlate with that? That's a fucking relative of yours, by like, any means.
Yeah, like what?
I have to save Martha.
I mean, how it's do you a know funny that name? Coincidence. It's a funny coincidence, but it's so stupid in the context of the movie.
I like the action scene of Batman in the warehouse, though.
This movie sounds shit.
I kind of want to watch it now.
the scene of
Batman in the warehouse, like where he was fighting everybody, that was pretty good, though.
Like if the DC universe like actually picked up, that would have been the most important movie because literally everything happens in it. Like, so many things happen in it.
They should have done, like, a fucking solo Batman and Wonder Woman movie before even trying anything like that. They should have, like, they had a fucking, like, they had the blueprint labeled out of exactly what you should do to set up big team-up movies. Literally just copy Marvel. It doesn't matter if you get accused of copying them because you might have had a successful franchise by now.
Dude, this is the thing, right? Copy Marvel because they make good movies and you have different characters and different storylines. People will still watch them anyways.
Like, you can argue that their phase one was pretty crap for the most part, like, but it's you can at least copy the formula of setting up the Avengers.
Yeah.
Set up more secondary characters in other people's movies as supporting characters. Like Black Widow and Hawkeye were Black Widow was in fucking Iron Man 2. Hawkeye had a cameo in Thor, and then they got fleshed out a little more in the Avengers and subsequent in following movies. I can barely speak to that.
Yes.
Infinity War 2 comes out May 3rd, 2009, or 2019, is 2009.
Infinity War 2, working title.
Infinity War.
Untitled Avengers film. Release date, May 3rd.
Avengers 4, I guess. What do you guys think it'll be called?
Infinity War 2.
Avengers Forever. I don't
like,
know.
Infinity War Max.
Supposedly, the name of it is a spoiler for Infinity War, which is why they didn't release the name of it.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, Spider-Man, the next one's called, like, Spider-Man Far From Home, I think.
Yeah, because...
Apparently it takes place literally right after Infinity War 2.
Yeah, I heard it takes place right after Avengers 4 ends, like, literally minutes after, and it's, like, in fucking Europe.
Okay, yeah. Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's been speculation that it's Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio, which I think would actually be really cool.
That would be a really good casting, actually, for Mysterio, in my opinion.
Yeah,
he's a great actor for that.
I would love to see Mysterio. I would just want to see how they do Mysterio, because he's such, like, a weird villain to...
He's like a funny villain, because, like, his outfit in the comics is so...
Yeah, it's, like,
stupid.
He's seen as kind of, like, comical, but, like, I feel like they'd make him, like, a little more of, like, a threat in this one. Like, I remember I think I was watching an Emergency Awesome video, but it was speculating on, how he could be, maybe he stole Stark Tech or some shit, and he's using it for that, and, like, how the whole plot is based around, like, again, stolen Stark Tech. And that's why fucking Happy Hogan is in that one shot with Nick Fury and Maria Hill, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Damn. There's a lot happening.
Damn, Daniel!
Marvel good, DC bad.
As all I can think about with DC is when Batman rips a fucking sink out of the wall and bashes it over Superman's head.
I just want to see Shazam.
I do too.
I can't wait for them to add Shazam into the lineup of remaining. There's nobody left in the Justice League. It's just Gal Gadot and whoever the fuck plays Flash or
Ezra
Cyborg.
Ezra Miller, Jason Momoa, and I don't know who plays Cyborg. I'm sorry.
I totally forgot Aquaman was
who? Oh yeah, Aquaman's a movie now.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm gonna go watch that. I really don't care.
Remember when people were like, "Oh my god, they used stock photos of the poster." Remember that?
They used stock photos on the poster.
They used like stock.
Yeah, but
sharks.
Like that's what stock images are meant for.
Yeah, it's like I didn't really see a huge issue with it. I just didn't think it blended that well.
No, I didn't. It was funny, though.
You can still
though.
See the watermark.
Yeah, it was
I
a funny meme. Like, but
it.
They, like, stock, them using stock assets, I don't think, was the issue.
Well, that was, like, the tweet that blew up. It was like, lol, they deadass used the stock image in the
Aquaman. Yeah, like, it's a funny
poster.
Tweet. It's a funny tweet, even if it's maybe not, like, super
I mean,
fair, but
it was
still
so
funny.
Easy to notice. I think that's more of the issue.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Oh, I've seen that stock
Wait,
photo.
I wonder what happens when I look up shark. I bet it's, like, the first result. Shark. Let's see. All right, I'm going to look up shark stock photo.
I'm going to look up Aquaman.
Yeah, it's like one of the first fucking pictures. Shark stock photo. I got it.
Oh my god, you're right. They did use a shark stock photo.
Okay, I just read a tweet totally unrelated that really hurt me, but Hoover said stairs are just 3D ladders.
Oh,
he
shit.
Is correct.
He's right.
Do you guys think we should just become like a comic book movie podcast at this time?
Honestly,
no,
we talk about that
a
lot.
I know absolutely nothing about fucking comic
Maybe
books.
Not comics in general, but just like fucking like Marvel movies and Star Wars movies and shit, because it feels like we talk about that a lot.
To Marvel movies for the next hour and a half podcast.
Marvel Mouths. Boom.
Marvel Mouths. There we go. Let's have a...
Our loud Marvels.
I can't help it. We all enjoy it a lot. It's fun.
I don't enjoy them a lot. I think they're okay.
I enjoy them a lot.
Let me
clarify.
I enjoy them a lot. Diesel, get the fuck out of here.
Diesel, me and Brandon are starting our own podcast. It's called Marvel
Shills. We're
going to
get Tony Stark on the podcast. Fuck you.
Robert Downey Jr. is the new host replacing Diesel.
And then we're going to get Thanos.
He's like, thanks for coming on, Thanos. It's great to be here.
So how do you feel after
speaking
of
Thanos? Have you guys seen that Thanos car meme that's been driving around the meme economy?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanos car.
I also saw someone Photoshop a Yeezy.
I know, but Thanos car.
Thanos Yeezy.
God. That's so
you guys, I made a whole video just on like the various Thanos meme formats because there's so fucking many. Like,
there's so many of them. They're still like relevant too.
They're still
more.
Relevant, and their new ones are still being made. Like there's Thanos car. There's the what does this monster have to mourn? There's a let me guess your home. There's fucking Thanos Kirby.
Yeah.
There's just changing Thanos' face.
I feel like everyone on r/meme economy is just rewatching Infinity War looking for
just
memes.
Looking like what it's like prequel memes. Like every quote from like that movie, anything said in that movie is a meme.
There's and it just happens. There's like more and more prequel
memes. It just
memes.
Keeps
and
coming.
The prequels
like,
are so fucking old, like, and they just keep coming. It's like the fucking Smash Mouth thing where it's like they just keep coming.
This has 20k upvotes and r/Thanos did nothing wrong.
When you were debating with someone in a thread and another user tries to support him, does this chattering animal speak for you?
It's like, just take any line from the movie and quote it. It's a meme now. It's great.
Or you could just, like, change the meme. That character really does look like Squidward without a nose.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he does. Have you guys realized, and someone said this on the fucking subreddit, but what did you guys real like? Are you guys thinking about like all the new ones that are going to come with Avengers 4?
A lot.
There's going to be like a whole bunch of other formats.
There's going to be a whole new fucking subreddit called Thanos did everything wrong, or something like that.
In loving Thanos memory of Thanos.
Wrong. Yeah. Oh jeez. We can't really say that one because it's a spoiler, but whatever.
There is a spoiler.
I feel like it's been long enough.
It has been long enough. If you haven't seen it,
okay,
it's your
so
fault.
Infinity War
spoilers. I think I've said that
Infinity
before.
Infinity spoilers right now. Top four confirmed deaths that will not be resurrected after Avengers 4. Loki, Gamora, Vision, and the DC Universe.
Oof. Wait, do they really think Gamora's not going to get resurrected?
I don't think she's going to get resurrected.
Dude, I think the Guardians of the Galaxy movie isn't going to get resurrected. That's
yeah,
what.
No, like there's, I don't think there's going to be a Guardians 3.
At this rate, probably isn't.
Yeah.
There's also Thanos' chair.
God, okay. This is stupid. We're just going to look at fucking Marvel memes. We need to
move
on.
One of my favorite ones. Okay, last thing. One of my favorite, like, let me guess your home memes is, let me guess your home. And he's like, yes, thank you for chopping me off. And Doctor Strange is just, of course, anytime. It's very wholesome.
Okay, can we go on now? Quite introduce your music, Rex. Go.
Okay, so a couple episodes ago, we did Music Rex for the first time in like 2 years. I recommended Clams Casino All Night featuring Vince Staples, Everything Everything, Cough Cough, and Devastated by Joey Badass. So what'd you guys think, starting with Brandon?
Clams Casino All Night, it was I liked it. I'd consider putting it in my playlist. It was like good, but like at the same time it's like, eh.
Did you listen
to
the whole
thing?
I
don't know if I like it that much. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's one bit.
You
that,
gave
like,
us 5 minutes to listen to three songs.
There's like, I didn't give you a time limit. You chose to take
yes,
five
you did.
Minutes.
No, he didn't. He didn't give us a time limit.
Shut up,
Brandon. You just a
don't
fucking bastard.
Let me continue. Yeah, I am. I liked Cough Cough. I would definitely put that in my playlist actually.
Damn.
And Devastated was okay.
I didn't.
I surprisingly liked Cough Cough.
Cough Cough was the one I thought you'd like be like the least like the most opposed to.
No, I surprisingly like that one.
Sick.
So, I didn't like Devastated that much, though. I heard that so many fucking
really?
Times. It's okay. Yeah, Devastated's okay.
I
don't really.
I like Devastated. Yeah. I think it's chill. I think it has a good. It has good vibe to it.
Yeah, it's a
know?
Fun summer jam, you know.
Yeah, that's what I felt. Too bad it's fucking.
But it's almost winter.
Too bad
it's almost winter.
Just doesn't stop raining forever.
But
I wish we had that problem. World's end. We'd have less fires.
So what did you think?
I mean, I already had Devastated in my playlist from like previously. It's a good song. Cough Cough, I actually like. I'm surprised I had never heard that song. That's just right up my alley. I listen to that. I fuck with that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Clams Casino is always good. It was. You had good picks this time. They're all like solid things that you should put into your playlist. That's what I say. They're all solid.
We should have had Lil Pump
editions.
Featuring Roblox.
That
Wait, no,
song
we
is
had
awful.
That last episode.
Never
we already,
to that
it is
song.
Awful.
That was already
like
on
it.
Music Rex. It wasn't actually on Music Rex, but we mentioned it in the video. We gave it
like,
its
it's
segment.
An uncomfortable song. Like, if I played that in my car with like my mother, like, how I feel about that, man.
I don't think I would be okay playing all night in like the car with my mother. To be fair.
I don't think mine would care. I think she'd be fine with it. But like the Kanye
no,
Little
like,
Pump one,
like
is
I
a
wouldn't
bit
put
much.
It in the car with my non-existent
I don't
mother.
Like
I don't
the
even
Kanye
have to
Little
worry about
Pump
that.
One.
It's like I'm not gonna listen to Poopity Scoop like ever. Like,
I'd much rather listen to Poopity Scoop over.
I mean, I'd much rather listen
fucking,
to that too. Yeah.
If Poopity
You're
Scoop,
such a fucking hoe, I love it. Like,
if Poopity Scoop had like a legitimate verse, it would go in my. It would go on my playlist easy. But since it's just Poopity Scoop, I can't.
Poopity Scoop.
Poop-de-whoop-de-scoop.
But like the instrumental on that song is really good in my opinion. Like on
it is a good, it's a good song, honestly. It's
on
I don't
poopity,
know
on
it,
poopity
like,
scoop.
It's fun to listen to. Poop? Poop?
poop. People order our patties.
It's something everyone can listen to.
People order our patties.
God, that's music. There we go.
Nice.
Done with your... We resurrected your dead topic.
Happy, quite, it's back now.
Yay!
Well, then now Brandon and I need our own special segments.
No,
about
I need to bring back
shit.
Roblox politics.
Yeah, no, I've been waiting for that update,
while.
Brandon. I'm very invested
Roblox
in
politics.
This.
Yeah, I've been waiting for dumb shit to happen, like real life dumb shit, like politics wise. Because like, it's, honestly, Roblox politics are way more mundane than fucking real life politics. It's kind of disappointing. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, are you telling me fake politics works better than real politics? What a surprise!
Yes. It's pretty fucking disappointing.
Student government.
I thought like the Kim Jong Un and like Roblox would be like, "Fuck you, America," and just nuke them. But
if
nope.
I was, I would.
I know, right?
We would be awful world leaders.
I know.
What's
it's
happening?
Okay,
what's happening with?
Because we're not world
what's,
leaders.
What's happening with ONNG?
So ONNG had a. Let me open the tweet real fast. But essentially, ONNG said, so YouTube flat out won't let the ONNG channel make money anymore. I've reapplied to be made a partner, and they have responded saying that I have inappropriate use of family entertainment characters in my videos, and I can't even private those videos. They want them deleted. And essentially, they were talking about like his parodies of shows like The Simpsons and shit. And somebody made a comparison that like they let channels like Adult Swim post adult parodies of family entertainment characters, so it seems kind of hypocritical. And it seems like they got their monetization back, but that was after like a big fucking fuss was made about it. Apparently, they had denied him before when he had followed up. So like the only reason they did anything was because a big shebang was made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's fucked up.
Yes,
just saying, because like parody is not even against YouTube's terms of service. It's actually, I'm pretty sure it's encouraged. Like for transformative content, parody is encouraged. I'm pretty sure. So. It's especially fucked up to just disallow someone that kind of like, you know, monetization because they had fucking parodies in the channel. It's like, that is something that YouTube thrived off of, especially in the early days. And it's like, now you're just going to be like, nah, that's not okay.
Anybody remember Racist Mario would not do well in today's climate?
Nope. Dude, all the shit from like 2012, 2010 would
all
be awful.
Filthy
a lot of, like,
fly
the
today.
Like, crude humor animation stuff just wouldn't slide today, would it?
Animation period barely flies today.
I mean, it's resurfaced in a big way, but like in a much more simplistic way, I guess, too.
Yeah, the story time YouTuber. But
I mean, the story time stuff, like, I don't know, it makes sense. It's like YouTube's algorithm favors longer content, so it's like, okay, dumb down the animations and make it as interesting as possible.
Yeah,
and
like,
you go.
It's obviously kid marketed as well, so like big audience.
Yeah, I mean, like it does well, and like they put
it does
a lot
well,
of
and like I find some of it pretty compelling.
Yeah, I find a lot of it compelling too.
They turn really stupid stories into like actually something I can watch.
Like, yeah, like I've seen the criticism that they seem to all cover like a lot of the same kind of story types, but I feel like they can like all talk about it in different ways. Like there's a shit ton of ways to experience the same thing between people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's like they talk about their life experiences, so obviously there's going to be similarities. Like, oh, I worked a city, like a shitty service job.
Yeah,
it's
like, oh, we all had anxiety or whatever. You know?
I went to high school.
Like, I mean, it's we have anxiety or whatever, and it's like, I mean, I guess that's kind of like maybe that's Storytime animators. The way they became Storytime animators is they all have certain background things in common that led them there. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, like especially like in teenage years as well. It's like you are pretty much. You're anxious as fuck in high school. At least, like, it's like presenting in class, the whole thing that was fucking popping up. It's like, yeah, you get anxious. It's like you deal with it most of the time. Most kids get anxious and deal with it.
I thought that was so stupid, the like, original tweet that, like, started that bullshit. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I won't lie. Like, that whole thread, like, just kind of put me off the wrong way.
I get the perspective. It's like, yeah, you're anxious. You don't want to present. I don't want to present either when I had fucking classes.
Yeah, it's like,
I
get the perspective and I empathize, but it's like ignoring your problems is not going to solve it. Like, there's exposure therapy exists for a reason.
I mean, I'll tell you from personal experience, I'm glad I fucking presented in class when I was younger because it's like, that helped me get confidence in presenting in general. It's like, it helps build you up, you know? It's like, you get used to it. You stop caring as much. It's like, because think about it. No one fucking cares. Everyone has to do the same thing. No one cares that you're talking and presenting. Like, no one gives a shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, who cares? The teacher. The teacher cares. Everyone else is like, who gives a shit? I hate doing this too.
Yeah,
so
it's like,
not even that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean,
but I can see why it's scary if you need to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I don't understand the perspective, but I think like just not giving people the choice to not do it is going to hurt them long term.
It totally
is.
Because
it's
like,
maybe the people.
Yeah, because what if you have to make a pitch for a job?
Yeah, it's like maybe that crowd doesn't care, right? And like, I get that, like, saying the crowd doesn't care what you're doing, like, doesn't make it go away, but like doing it more and more probably will, at least to a degree.
Yeah, you'll stop caring.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe you won't
even
stop caring, but like it becomes more manageable.
I think Bo Burnham talked about it in the H3 podcast.
Probably
on YouTube.
I think he talked about stage fright.
Yeah, he talked about how like every time he went on stage, it's like he loved it, but like before he went on, he was like really fucking anxious all the time. And it's like, I think it's just something everybody has, because like you are talking in front of people, and it isn't something that you would necessarily want to do, but you need to do it. And I'll say this: it's better to do it in high school and have some experience than not do it in high school, get to a job position where you have to present something to your coworkers, and then you can't.
Yeah. And I've heard the argument, well, I'm just going to get a job where I don't have to do that. Nope, doesn't matter what job you have. You will have to present something to somebody at some point, and it will be like speaking in front of a boardroom or in a meeting or something.
Even
you know?
If it's
and
just
then
the
there,
interview.
The stakes are going to be higher. Or an interview, yeah. Like, that's the same thing. Like, that just builds your communication skills. That shit's important. You know, like, you have no idea. Like, I've met people who clearly, you know, they didn't have that, like, public, presenting, but they didn't know how to hold a conversation either. And you can tell, like, okay, you go in for an interview, they ask you a question, they bring up a conversation. You're not able to hold that conversation. You're the one that's not going to get the job, and the guy who's able to actually hold that conversation is going to get the job. You might be more qualified, but you're not going to get it because you just can't. You know, talk the talk.
Yeah, it's like you have to be able to sell yourself.
Yeah, communication skills in the workplace is like extremely important. Because it's like you need to talk with your coworkers about things, and you need to talk to your boss about things.
Yeah, and it's like, and a lot of people who say that kind of stuff, they're not saying it out of a place of like, oh, you're weak for not doing this. Like, we say it because we get it, but it's necessary.
Yeah,
trust me, you'll be a lot more thankful once you're out of high school and you're like, damn,
YouTubers,
I'm glad I did that.
And we're like, yeah, you need this. The most interaction you have is talking into a microphone, Brandon, let's be real here.
But
well,
like,
yeah, but like
it's like you still get the feedback from people.
No, it's like even though like my job really doesn't apply to this at like as much as like at least yet, you know, it doesn't apply that much. It's like I'm glad I still did it in high school, because it's like if I ever have to do it, I'm gonna be way more equipped than if I didn't do it in high school.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, like,
and it. Sorry, and it's like, ahead, even you talking to a mic, it's like you need some sort of like speaking skills.
Yeah.
And it's like that kind of stuff helps with that.
I'll tell you this right now, though. When I was like at a panel at PAX East, that like skill set of being in front of a live audience and talking and being like here where we can't really like see or comprehend our audience.
Oh, it's
totally
a lot different.
Definitely.
It's
absolutely.
A lot different. I'm glad I'm sitting in this chair speaking into this microphone. I prefer this way more than, you know, potentially speaking at a panel.
I think they have no choice in this. We should have live loudmouth one day.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine?
Oh, no.
Loudmouth live.
Can you imagine? I'm not going to because, nah.
Vote to make not live loudmouth not necessary.
Maybe sometime.
No live mouth.
Maybe sometime. That's not right now.
Yes.
Well, we wouldn't get a panel at PAX because we're not big enough.
Not like a PAX panel, but like a live episode of Loudmouth. God,
not a live on YouTube. Nobody wants that. Podcasts on YouTube that are live never happens.
No, but like, oh my god, it'd be like the H3 podcast. They filled up an entire like comedy club for that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'd enjoy
it's
that
insane.
Though. That seems like fun.
Yeah, it's insane that a podcast isn't even on YouTube can get so much traction.
I know.
Yeah, crazy how there's only one podcast on YouTube. That's insane.
I know, right? Like, why is no one else jumping in this market?
Yeah,
I know.
Like,
we have
really
a, we
crazy,
have a,
dude.
We have the market. We are the market. There's no competition.
Yeah,
we are
the
YouTube
dude, come
podcast
on. Like, they know,
market.
Like, they know, like, oh, that's the lab mass niche. We can't go there. Like, we'll tread another territory.
They respect the territory.
They respect they respect the life.
They respect the authority.
Yeah. been running this game.
I think
I feel okay. like we completely pass over the ONNG thing, and I feel like it's really important.
Well,
to have
I mean,
that conversation.
We did. I mean, I said my piece honestly. Like,
yeah, same. It's like it is. Like, I pretty much agree with Brandon.
There we go. I agree with Brandon
you,
too. Everybody,
you two
go back
big
and
dickhead.
Listen to
Anyways, let's
yeah,
talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
Apple
yeah. Circle
now.
Jerk. That's what. That's the fun part.
Let's talk about Apple now and how they're big dickheads in their own way. Are you ready?
Fill me in, Brandon, because I didn't watch the keynote.
Okay, so Apple had a keynote this morning at 10 a.m., which I hated getting up for. But anyways, I watched it with Henry, and we watched it, and they announced the Apple Watch 4 and the iPhone XS, the iPhone XS Max. Awful fucking name. iPhone XR, and then Todd Howard went on the thing and showed Skyrim.
Skyrim's on the new iPhone?
Well, it's like Blades. It's a thing they showed. It's Elder Scrolls Blades.
Oh, Blades,
yeah.
Like the mobile.
It's
game,
a thing
okay.
they showed at E3. But like, we were watching it, and like Todd Howard was introduced, and we're like, "What the fuck? Todd Howard's at an Apple keynote?" It was so weird.
I just saw your tweet about it, and I was like, "Wait, what? What am I missing?"
Yeah, he was at the Apple keynote. It was so fucking weird to see him walk on stage because it's like you see all these Apple people and then just fucking Todd
Howard. He's literally
like,
everywhere.
Fuck?
Oh, he's at the Microsoft panel. Oh, he's at his own panel. Oh, he's at the Apple keynote. What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, I saw when yeah. you sent that tweet out, Brandon. I was like frantically looking for information about why in fucking hell Todd Howard was at the Apple event, and I couldn't find anything. And I was really confused, and I
yeah,
thought you photoshopped that.
I thought it was fake at first.
I thought it was fake.
It was Elder Scrolls Blades. They were showing off the iPhone's capability. And honestly, like, okay, the new products they showed, so the new iPhones and the Apple Watch, like, they look great. Like, they look great and they run great. Like, the graphics performance in the iPhone XS and the XS Max. I hate that fucking name.
It's a mouthful.
It is. But, like, the new fucking graphics they have in it, the new CPU, is, like, 50% faster than the X, I believe. Or it was the last gen chip they used, so it's a lot fucking faster. And the game looked really good on the iPhone XS. It looked really good. So like that's good. The only thing that's bad about these phone, actually I'll wait for that because it's a funny feature of the Apple Watch. So the Apple Watch 4 introduced a bunch of new health shit. I'm not really gonna go into that because it's not as funny. But there's a new feature where if you fall, will alert the emergency services. Like, it gives you an option on your watch to alert the emergency services. Like, Siri will be like, "Hey, are you okay? You just had a hard fall."
You good, bro? You good?
That's
and,
weird.
And you can call the emergency services on your watch, and it's like, "I fell and I can't get up." That was my immediate thought process of like anybody who made those buttons they put around their neck just went out of business. anyways, and then like the big thing about this event that I was waiting for the entire time, because I knew with the leaks that they were going to announce everything they did, I was waiting for the prices, and holy shit, I am so fucking disappointed with the smartphone market at the moment with prices. The Apple Watch 4 for the base model is $400.
Oh.
The fucking Apple Watch. Then the one with LTE is $500.
Oh, Jesus.
The iPhone
Christ.
X is $1,000.
Hi.
The iPhone XS Max is $1,100. These are all base models. And the iPhone XR is $750. And the iPhone XR is supposed to be the cheaper model with the LCD screen, the one camera, and no 3D touch. So
doesn't like the iPhone 7 have 3D
really
touch?
High. Yeah, it does.
How the fuck does that work?
They got rid of it to make it cheaper. That was the whole premise. Because it's like, you have to put a layer behind the screen. So, like, if we just get rid of that, we can make it cheaper.
But it's like
still
the iPhone 7 is like cheaper than an iPhone XR would be right now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. They're just price gouging.
It's just counterintuitive,
price gouging.
Isn't it?
That's all they're doing. That's literally all they're doing. They're just price gouging at this
they're
point.
Just
going
to get early adopters this way. And then the price will go down.
I'm not sure about that.
Wait till the next iPhone to come out. They release one like every fucking
that's
year.
That's what they said last year, because the iPhone X came out last year with the iPhone 8, and the iPhone X was $1,000.
I don't know.
The iPhone XS is the same price. So, and then the iPhone XS Max, the 500 gig model, is $1,450.
All of their products are so incredibly overpriced. Honestly,
yeah,
though,
but the
like,
thing is,
I'm kind of disappointed with what they announced. Like, I was hoping for something a little bit more innovative than fucking Elder Scrolls Blades.
That wasn't even an announcement. That was
Apple
just like they're
really
showing off
like,
the graphics.
They don't really do innovation stuff right now. They just do what the like people fucking did 2 years ago. Like, you can have two phone numbers on one phone now.
See, I was hoping that they were going to get in on the VR market, like, with this cycle.
They have augmented reality stuff.
Yeah, but, like, they were going to release, like, an Apple headset where you, like, slip in your phone. Okay, I got
you. Yeah, like, they could have done something with Blades in that regard.
I could totally see them announcing that next year for the same...
Like, don't tell me you can't already picture, like, an Apple-branded, like, VR headset.
Easily.
Where it has the Apple logo on the front, right? And it's, like, a sleek white color.
Yeah, I could...
Yeah.
I'm just kind of imagining, like, a modified PSVR that has, like, a slot for you to shove the phone in.
I see, yeah,
they totally do that.
If Apple did VR, they'd make sure it felt really premium, but it was cheap as fuck to make.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. With this lineup, what I was hoping for was the iPhone XS Max. That's what I was hoping for, because my upgrade cycle is almost up on my phone, and I'm probably going to get that. But what I am disappointed with is the fucking price, because I knew it was going to be expensive, right? But I didn't think it was going to be that expensive. I was expecting $1,200 for the, like, the max model. Because, like, the rumors were, Apple's going to lower the price of the iPhones to compete with Samsung. Because Samsung also upped the price of their shit. And if you want a 500 gig model, I think it's, like, $1,250. Which is, like, the equivalent of the 250 gig model for the iPhone XS Max. So, I don't know. I wish that, like, I think both of them are, like, in a price war at the moment to up the price and not lower it. So, you know, that's great. But, I don't know. I'm just disappointed with the price. That's really it. I kind of expected everything else, except the fact that there's no red for the iPhone XS Max. I hate that fucking name so much. I hate it. Why did they pick that name?
All of those names sound terrible. Like, I can't even lie.
Well, it's like, okay, iPhone XS Max. That sounds better to say, but it's a fucking X there. So it's like you want to say X instead of 10. But, like, Max?
Max? Max? Maximum Overdrive.
That is, like, the whole premise behind it.
XR, like, it's just getting, like, more and more, like...
XX360 no scope.
I don't know why they call it XR. I mean, like, Jackson made a parody video, and in the video, he was like, iPhone XR, you a peasant?
That's pretty much it. I'll be seeing people here who can't afford the fucking groceries buying the newest iPhone. I'm just like, the fuck is wrong with you people?
I mean, if you get it on a plan, it comes pre-included. Like, what carriers do nowadays, it's like you sign up for the plan, and then a big chunk of the plan is you just paying for the phone.
Yeah.
And at the end of your cycle, you just trade it in for a new one. Or you pay the one off you currently have and keep it, and then you get a new one. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like what it does. But, like, I'm kind of just disappointed that they're so fucking expensive for what they are, really. That's what it comes down to. But other than that, like, they look good. Especially the Apple Watch, like, it's a big fucking upgrade compared to the other ones. Like, there's 40% more screen real estate now on the Apple Watch compared to the old ones, just because they made the bezel smaller. So that's pretty good. But, yeah, that's the iPhone stuff, Apple. Oh, and then you can pre-order them the 14th at 12:01 PDT. And then they ship the 21st. Or something like that. I think it's the 21st or 24th. I can't remember.
Neat.
So, yeah. Fries on burgers and sandwiches. Yes or no? Go.
No. I didn't realize that was a thing before today.
Really?
No, I didn't.
What about you, Diesel?
I mean, I'm not one to do it, but I think I can see the appeal in doing it.
Yeah, like...
I've done it before. It tastes good.
I can, like... I don't think... When, like, in the Twitter thread that I was talking about, like, obviously... I was exaggerating a bit because it was funny, but I think I can see it being similar to just putting, like, a piece of bread in your sandwich, like an extra one, like they do in some burgers, I guess.
It's like if you put chips on, like, a sandwich, you know, to give it a little extra crunch.
Wait.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know about the chips in the sandwich.
You've never done that either?
No.
Oh my god, you're so weird.
Yeah, what the hell? That's weird, man.
Okay.
Is it, like, a weird thing to do it? Like, our brand
apparently,
are we just
I've never heard of
apparently
it.
It's a weird thing to do. I mean, like, I've done both. I like both. I don't do it often, but I've done it before.
I've heard of having my fries separate. You know,
Henry was telling me too that in the UK it's kind of like a normal thing.
I guess in the UK maybe, but, like, same the UK, boo.
I've done it here.
I don't think, like, there's a problem with that. I don't see, like people like, ew, that's weird. It's like,
I mean, boy, I don't have a problem with it. Let's just say I'm hiring a couple hitmen to come to your place. But,
Okay. I'll just hire a guy to make you eat a cheeseburger with fries on it.
Don't eat chips in your sandwich while you're in the movie theater watching a movie.
You're really just going to show up to my birthday party with a birthday gift on my birthday to my birthday party with a birthday gift?
I thought you said birthday. I love that clip. Birthday gift. I was like, what?
No, I love that clip. I love that fucking clip.
He's like, happy birthday. Just smashes the wine glass in his face.
It's great.
Oh, clip. My God. You're going to have to mark this. Hold on 1 second.
And we're back. Welcome.
No, let me do it. Fuck you. Okay, that works too. Okay.
Yeah. There's no reason to do something else.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Diesel got shot. Just doing his thing.
Diesel has fatal wounds. This will be the last podcast with Diesel on it. The next episode will have Thanos instead.
Robert Downey Jr.
Both of them.
Oh my God, it's Robert Downey Jr.
They're gonna.
Oh my God, it's Robert Downey Jr.
Next episode of the cast. Not FPS. He's gonna be dead. Thanos and Tony Stark will work out the differences on the cast and talk about why they don't like each other, and they'll have like a little talk. Heart to heart.
They're going to be. That's the next episode. They're going to be permanent hosts, just so we are clear.
Yeah. So like, it's going to be a lot of arguing with them, and we're going to be mediating, and we're going to try to like make the conversations work. You know, like whenever we talk about the MCU, there're probably going to be a lot of arguments, but you know, whatever, that works. Yeah, okay, Diesel. Since the last episode, let's talk about Murder Mom.
Whether or not she's a mother remains to be seen. But this lady wrote a book, right, titled. How to Murder Your Husband. Assumedly, you'd get away with this crime, but since we're talking about her, she obviously got caught for murdering her husband, which I can't see why you would do that.
I think she forgot to write the chapter where you don't get caught. I think that's the problem here.
She should have read that book about murdering your husband. Probably would have helped her out a bit.
She just wrote it, and she didn't, like, I guarantee you, it's probably no chapter where, there's, like, a fucking, how to get away with it type thing.
How to not get caught doing this thing I'm teaching you how to do.
Or maybe, wait.
It's, like, how to not do, like, there's no chapter on how to do one of the most essential parts of this thing I'm teaching you to do.
Her name
not
is
getting
Nancy.
Caught.
What an old lady named Nancy.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's such an innocent name, too.
It's very much an older person.
Nancy never thought killed Nancy her husband. Would murder anybody.
Yeah. That's
God,
so
Washington
weird.
Washington Post, I am not disabling ad block. Wow, okay.
When you disable it, it's just, like, fucking 60 ads pop up on your screen. It's like, you are the reason
they
I have this
installed.
They
just hit me with, like, they're like, oh, try, give us a dollar. And you can view ad-free. It's like, I don't want to give you jack shit.
Apparently, Now I want to do research on this more to see, like, what happened. Because apparently she wrote this in 2011. And then, so, like, did she, like, kill her husband a long time ago and she just got caught? It's like, lady with dead husband writes a book on how to murder your husband. This is suspicious.
Maybe she was writing it as she was, like, doing it.
Yeah, she was like, it's like a documentary.
This is my fucking diary. This wasn't supposed to get published.
My God. See, so here's the thing. So Nancy seemed to have a knack for writing about the murder of her spouse's quote. So she wrote a book entitled The Wrong Cop, where she wrote about a woman who spent her days fantasizing about killing her husband. In The Wrong Husband, a woman tried to flee an abusive husband by faking her death. And in How to Murder Your Husband, an essay, Nancy wrote about how to get away with murdering your husband. So, end quote. And so, yeah, there you go.
Shit,
she spent her entire life probably irritated at her husband. It's probably
she's,
an ass.
She's been busy at work. She does her shtick, you know?
That's so fucked up. Just get a divorce a normal person.
There's probably more to it than what we're, like, getting into, you know? Like, because it takes a lot to murder your spouse, I'd imagine, you know? Like, you don't just wake up one day and go,
I'm just imagining it as, like, the spouse was, like, totally normal. And then, like, she was just like, I fucking hate
it. No, I'm just, like, imagining, like, Eustace, because that's clearly has to be her husband's name is Eustace. That Nancy just murdered Eustace in cold blood for no reason. He was just, like, reading the newspaper. She's like, yeah! And she stabs me.
It's like, she's like the innocent old lady type. It's like, bye, honey, I'm off to work. bye. And it's like, once he closes the door, I fucking hate him. That's what I imagine this being.
That's the good old American marriage right there. Staying together even though you hate each other.
Yeah.
God. But yeah, wait, that's weird.
Hold up. We didn't talk about how the fucking Waffle House is like a weather beacon.
Oh my god. We completely passed over that. Why the fuck does Waffle House
We need to talk
this?
About this. Quite. Explain it.
I really don't know that much. I just saw it on Twitter Moments.
Damn. I mean, it is what it is. Like, Waffle House has a storm center where they track the fucking hurricane.
Yeah, Waffle House is considered an essential resource when monitoring natural disasters in the U.S. The restaurant chain, which normally stays open even through extreme weather, revealed that it's closely watching Hurricane Florence development as the storm approaches the East Coast. I can't read
or talk.
Death.
Why? Someone send help.
Why?
Nancy needs to kill me.
Why do they have that? Like, why is Waffle House who we go to when we have hurricanes or natural disasters? Like,
well, personally, why? Diesel, I don't know of a source I would trust more than Waffle House.
I wouldn't.
Is there like
I would trust Waffle House the least.
Dude, why trust Waffle House very thoroughly?
I would trust
like a lot of. Wait, is there
Waffle
like a
House is a respected establishment, and don't
is
you
there
dare
like a
besmirch
lot of Waffle
their
Houses
name.
On the East Coast?
I don't even trust Waffle House to deliver me my food, let alone
Holy
deliver
shit.
Me the
why
weather.
Would you get why would you eat delivery from Waffle House?
There is
to
a
my
lot
table.
Of fucking dude.
Oh,
there's
okay.
a lot of fucking Waffle Houses on the East Coast. Holy fucking shit! I'm sending a picture.
Dude,
that's holy
a lot of
shit.
Waffle Houses.
Maybe there are emergency centers and they have stock up of waffles on hand to give out to people.
No, they have like a basement.
In like further down south. Where is that? Is that Atlanta, Georgia? That they all are? Yeah, there's like
I don't
a lot
know.
Down there.
That's like the entirety of the East Coast.
It's like they completely avoided West Virginia.
They just like fucking
like
circle around. It's poisonous.
Yeah, it looks like they did.
they all poor seem fallout. To like center the most in like this that little epicenter in the bottom left. Where is that?
Why is there a Waffle House index
know.
From FEMA? Why does FEMA have a graph on Waffle House?
I don't know.
That's
what's
weird.
FEMA again?
They respond to natural disasters slow and with unsatisfying results.
Maybe like a Waffle House like has like a specific thing they do in the case of emergencies, like where they offer assistance or whatever.
They offer waffles. They offer cold waffles.
Like you mentioned they had like a basement thing, right?
No, that was a meme.
Oh.
I was saying like what if they have like a basement that's like for tornadoes and hurricanes and shit, and it's like you go in the basement and you hide.
They probably do, honestly.
Yeah.
That's why all your food shit at Waffle House, they're busy monitoring national disasters.
Waffle House isn't a restaurant at all. It's the NSA. Hide your
it's
kid.
Like Waffle House closes down and then like the entire building flips upside down to reveal like a
no,
giant radar dish. God.
Oh my god.
It's a weird time. I can't believe Waffle House actually has any part in this whatsoever.
I'm surprised they have a purpose besides serving waffles.
Waffle House?
Wait, good. Waffle House serves waffles?
They do?
I didn't
don't?
Know that.
Wait, you didn't know Waffle House served waffles?
It's a joke, because they have bad service, dumbass.
I'm really confused.
I don't know. I've
never been
a negative
to a Waffle
experience.
House
I've,
in my life.
Dude, I've not had a negative experience at a Waffle House.
Really?
Nope.
I don't think I've have a I've had a positive experience.
I've
same
had
thing
no
with Denny's.
Experience.
Denny's is ass.
I've had no experience.
Well, you're not missing out.
Okay. What
it's
about
like,
Spider-Man?
It's Spider-Man proposal. Okay. So, Quiet, maybe you can help fill me in some of the gaps here. But this guy essentially proposed to his girlfriend from using Spider-Man. Like, he contacted the developers. And they put in a little Easter egg for him to, like, propose to his girlfriend.
Yeah, it was like, Maddie, will you marry me?
Yeah, but, and then she was like, no.
She
said no?
No, it wasn't that. They broke up before the game went out, and apparently she left him for his brother.
Yeah, that's apparently
like before
the
game
shtick.
Came out, so like it's the saddest Easter egg in existence. The good news is,
oh my god,
the good news is,
I didn't know that.
Some girl used it, like some girl's girlfriend, like name was Maddie, and she used it, proposed to her girlfriend, so and it actually worked. So that was sweet.
That's kind of weird. That's like using somebody else's proposal.
Well, I mean, at least it got some ass, dude.
Yeah, why not?
Like, it's sign in the game that says, Maddie, will you marry me? And the dude who was made it for it didn't get to use it.
Dude, it should just cycle through names, like Coke.
Like, every single...
Share
every
Coke with Jeff. Share a Coke with Brandon.
You can
share
pay,
Coke
you
with
can
Diesel.
Pay $5 on Fiverr.com to get your, like, your loved one's name on, like, the fucking proposal side.
God.
They edit your game file.
So, hold on. Let me fill you in a little more on this, right? So, I can't find an article now, so, like, don't take anything I say for, like, you know, like, as fact. But first of all, like, am I the only person who thinks it's weird that the guy made a video about this publicly instead of contacting them and getting it removed like an adult? Because I think that's really stupid.
Wait, what
that
did he do?
He video? Made a video. Dude, I'm so out of loop on this. What did he do? He made a video.
He made a video. He's like, my girlfriend broke up with me and hooked up with my brother before the game came out. Like, basically, like,
well,
dragging,
I mean,
Maddie's name
through
like the mud.
It seemed like it was really... It didn't feel like he was blaming it on the dev team. I thought he was just like...
No,
saying,
he wasn't blaming it on the dev team. It just like... I mean, I understand why he's upset. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he should have said that publicly. I don't think he should have been public about that and went to them and just said, can you please remove this? This is what happened.
Yeah, he should have just emailed them.
I mean,
it's
the
like,
thing is, though, it seemed like it happened like really close to like the release date of the game. And either way, it's just a funny meme.
Yeah, but here's where it gets weird, right? Because I was reading the article, and, you know, like, okay, so this, like, sometimes, you know, proposals don't go through. Like, that's something that happens, believe it or not. And, like, apparently, and this is just from, like, my memory right now, but this guy, because now these people, like, he, the hand was played, he made a video about it publicly. So now this entire poor couple's, like, dirty laundry is being aired to the public. That's why I don't think he should have made a video. Because now everybody's in their business, and we're having a discussion about, like, this couple and their business. And
we,
like,
shouldn't know anything about this.
No, we shouldn't. And
true.
After that, I think it was the Houston Press. I'm going to end up doing a video on it, because it pissed me off. But, like, fucking... They were talking about how he was, like, part of, like, Gamergate, and it's like... Okay, well, if you're an asshole or not, doesn't mean that Gamergate was, like, all assholes. That wasn't the point, was to, like, shit on women or whatever. But, like, apparently, according to Maddie, she did not hook up with the brother, right? And that, you know, they're just friends. And that he had moved in with her family at a very young age, at 15, right? Because of complications he had at home. And obviously, that put stress on their relationship. The relationship became abusive and toxic, both physically and emotionally. And this is stuff that was being discussed in the article. You know, like, the boyfriend was kind of a deadbeat. And he played video games all day. And he didn't really, like, better himself or try and do anything. So, you know, she and him, like, had talked about maybe, like, that would fix their relationship. And it's like, if your relationship's that fucked, maybe getting married isn't gonna fix it, and that's
no,
just
married,
like,
ain't gonna fix anything. That's just gonna make the, like, you, no, if you get married when your relationship's fucked, all that's gonna do is make it harder to end the relationship when you want to end it.
And
it's all it's gonna do.
And Maddie's not a gamer, so, like, the only way she is gonna see that in Spider-Man is if he's playing Spider-Man and she's sitting right there, you know.
Wow.
And it's like,
wait,
she'll appease him and watch it, but she doesn't enjoy doing that because that's not what she's about.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what
I
read from the article.
This guy is fucking stupid.
well, he's a lazy asshole, apparently.
Well, it's like, well, okay, it's like, okay, regardless of anything that, like, was discussed with the relationship, let's say it's just, like, they just broke up, right? And then, like, to begin with, right, relationship problems, on top of the fact that she doesn't like video games and isn't a particular Spider-Man fan, it's like, why would you do that? That makes no sense.
It was more like he did it for himself.
Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense.
Like,
wow,
like,
this is dumb. Why do we know about this? We shouldn't know anything about this.
This should not be public news at all.
Yeah,
I
feel like he's just putting stress on, like, both of their personal lives.
I mean, the guy did this himself. Maddie's. Like, he played this card because he's probably trying to get back at her, you know, for saying no to him. You know, and it's like,
did she say no before, or like the before
they
broke
up?
They
broke
up beforehand.
Yeah, so
yeah.
She didn't really say no to it, did she?
I mean, he probably said.
Well,
oh,
in which
I was
case, there's even less
you.
Of a reason for him to, like, play a card like that.
he's probably really just pissed, you know?
I'd
like,
imagine. And if he's like, it doesn't give you the right to air out somebody's dirty laundry.
If he's really, like, as Maddie said in, like, you know, the discussion, and it wasn't, like, firsthand quotes, it was, like, paraphrasing by a journalist, so it's all, like, hearsay. But if what that journalist said is true, and this boyfriend really is this kind of abusive asshole, you know, like, people are like, wow, fuck Maddie. But if that's not the case in the situation, Maddie is being berated by the internet to go back to this asshole of a man. And that's even worse, because you could be encouraging an abusive relationship. Like, this should not be something that's on the internet.
We should know nothing about this.
No, and it's like, you know, I saw PewDiePie cover it, and it's like, okay, but like at that rate, at that point in time, that information about Maddie wasn't made public, but like, it's just, it's not fucking okay, and I think the guy is such a dumbass. A dumbass. Because like, now this is going to follow him forever, you know? That he's going to be the dumbass that did this and was completely just non-communicative with his girlfriend about the situation or anything, you know?
She didn't even play a game. That's so dumb. It's so dumb. And so, it's like you just want to brag. It's like, I proposed to my girlfriend with Spider-Man.
You just wanted to have it in the game. It should be something you do for the other person because you love them, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, because, it makes like, no sense if it makes no sense if she has literally no interest at all. Like, that defeats the whole purpose. So, yeah, this is dumb. This shouldn't exist. We shouldn't know about this. This should have never surfaced. He should have emailed them and been like, can you please remove this from the game? It didn't work out.
Yes.
And that should have been it. They shouldn't have known anything other than that.
And even if like they couldn't, work, like, you shouldn't have like, brought it up in public, because like the fucking shit that could have come out of that, that is coming out of it.
No, my fucking shift in this has, like, completely changed.
Yeah, same.
I thought this was, like, a wholesome thing that it worked. I didn't know that it fucking failed miserably, reason it fails because that dude was a selfish prick.
It failed in the original extent, but, like, somebody did co-opt it and used it to successfully.
I didn't know about that part. I didn't read much on it. I just saw the sign, and it was, like, people did it, and I saw people with, like, an engagement ring on, and I was like, okay, it worked.
Yes.
That's what I saw.
Big sad. So. But, you guys want to wrap it up there?
Who's doing the thing? Oh, Diesel. Bye. That's Diesel, goodbye.
Don't be a shithole person. This has been the Loud Mouse Podcast. You can listen to us only on YouTube because we're the best podcast on YouTube because we're the only podcast on YouTube. But guess what? Even better. We're on iTunes and SoundCloud. Make sure to go follow us on there. So that way you get SoundClouds in your ear holes when you're walking in the public. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, loudmouse_. Have a good day, y'all. Don't be assholes. Fuck you. I don't know.
Well, what a
Diesel,
great...
can you marry me in Spider-Man?
No.
What a great final outro that Diesel will ever have, because this is the last episode he'll ever be on.
Yeah, Thanos coming in! Bye!